Well, President Trump is standing by Saudi Arabia despite the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. In a written statement today, the president said it very well could be that the Saudi crown prince had knowledge of the killing, but that the United States intends to remain a steadfast partner of Saudi Arabia. NPR national security correspondent Greg Myrie joins us now. Hi, Greg.
Hey, Jeremy.
So even though the evidence is pointing to the crown prince being aware of and maybe even ordering the killing of Khashoggi, Trump is saying the U.S. relationship with Saudi Arabia is the most important thing.
That's right. In recent days, the CIA assessment has been that most likely the crown prince, Mohammed bin Salman, did know about this, the killing last month of Khashoggi. But Trump's very lengthy statement really stresses the economic relationship, the Saudi purchase of U.S. weapons and other investments in the U.S., as well as the security relationship that the Saudis are very important to the U.S. in that region. And that, in effect, trumps any other issue at the moment, and the U.S. will remain a very solid ally of Saudi Arabia.
We were waiting to hear what the president thought of this because there's obviously a risk in hurting the relationship with Saudi Arabia. There's also a risk in sending the message, if indeed it was the crown prince who ordered this killing, that it's okay to kill people who disagree with you in a government around the world.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the fundamental question is, can you do two separate things, be an ally of Saudi Arabia, a very important country to the United States, but also be a critic of a friend and an ally when they do something like this killing, and the president criticized it, but is not gave no indication that he's going to take any additional action beyond the limited sanctions that have been imposed on some individuals, but not the crown prince.
Greg, another big story we're following today in Afghanistan, a suicide bomber attacked a gathering of Muslim religious scholars in Kabul. Officials say at least 40 people were killed, another 65 wounded. What more do we know about this attack?
Well, big attack, central Kabul. It's a national holiday there. It's celebrated as the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad. These big gatherings continue to be a target frequently. And Afghanistan just last week had three attacks of almost similar size on the security forces where 40 or more people were killed. This one's getting a lot of attention because it was right in the heart of Kabul, but it just drives home how dangerous and precarious life is still in Afghanistan.
And why would terrorists be targeting Muslim clerics?
Well, I think it's partly they want to show that the clerics that are aligned with the government are not really people they support. The Taliban or the Islamic State have their own view of how the country should be run. So it's partly going after clerics. It's partly going after big gatherings. It's partly waging an attack in the center of Kabul just to show how fragile the government is.
Right.
So I think all of those things are part of it.
Just a few seconds here. Greg, but President Trump has not visited Afghanistan as president. He's under pressure about that because he didn't go to Arlington Cemetery on Veterans Day. We're coming up on Thanksgiving. Do you think we're going to see a surprise trip from the president to a war zone?
I really don't know the answer to that, but the president has shown he did seem to take some sense that maybe he didn't do enough on Veterans Day. Maybe he hasn't expressed enough interest in these conflicts. So keep an eye out for that. We don't have any information on it at present.
That is NPR national security correspondent Greg Myrie. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.
You're listening to Here and Now.